play. Picking at bouquet and 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 play.
Hey, what's up, everybody? You are listening to Kicking It with Kay and Clay. This is Kay, and once again, it's just me. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Will not be before you long. I just want to get out my agenda for today, and I apologize for the lateness of the podcast of it coming out, because we like to stay consistent. So again, thank you for choosing to listen to us. Again, you can catch us on all the streaming platforms such as iHeartRadio, Google Play, and all the others. And you can follow us and subscribe and get us at any time. And so I want to talk about something today. I'm taking a break from my job. I'm working from home. I know a lot of you can relate, and you're working from home. I just thank God, because it is a blessing to still have a job during this time. And if you're someone who have lost your job or your hours has been cut significantly, I am praying for you, and my heart goes out to you. And let me tell you something about me. When I say I'm praying for you, I am praying for you, okay? And my prayers get answered. They get through and they get answered, okay? And this too shall pass. It has to. You know, it has to. So, and it won't be before you long. Again, I'm on my lunch break. And I just want to bring to you, because we're all quarantined, we're all still on lockdown for now. And it'd be nice to have something to look at, right? Something good. And I just want to give you my little 2 cents. So I am calling this Kay's Picks. Basically, it's different picks of movies or documentaries and comedies mainly on Netflix. Netflix is not sponsoring this. I wish. But no, they're not. So this is just something that I've watched and I love, and I just want to pass it along. I am a huge movie buff. Let me just say that about me. I've been going to the movies ever since I was little. The first movie I remember seeing as a kid was Popeye with Robin Williams. I don't know how many of you guys remember that or even seen it, but that's one of the first ones. And ever since then, my mother has been taking my brother and I to opening weekend, like every weekend to the show, we saw something. And so that's just how I feel. I have to watch something. Clay, he's not a big TV watcher. He have a few things that he watch, and he watched some things with me, you know, from time to time. But just naturally, he's not really a big TV or movie watcher like I am. So it's not going to be like a review. I'm going to come on at different times with someone that I know who's actually an entertainment writer and vlogger. And we're actually going to do reviews from time to time on different things. This is just my recommendations as to what to watch on a weekend or during a week. Okay. So one of the first things that I've mentioned was documentaries. There's two documentaries on Netflix right now that I absolutely loved. I got inspired from both of them. The first one being the Dave Chappelle Mark Twain Prize documentary. If you have not seen that, please watch it. Dave Chappelle is like one of my favorite comedians, because he's not only funny, but I love his thinking. I love his critical thinking. He's not afraid to say what other people are thinking, and he's not afraid to push that envelope and make you feel uncomfortable. And Dave is being honored. There's different comedians that's coming on the stage and telling him how much he's inspired them, how much they love him, and of course they have to be funny about it. And then you have some music artists. So that's Dave. You know, he loves music and he loves his craft, which is comedy. So, and that's what you get. And again, it's very inspirational. Dave even have a very inspirational speech after end. So that is one that you want to check out. The other one, I was presently surprised that I even watched it. It's called LA Original. It's about the tattoo artist cartoon and the famous photographer Estevan out in LA. And it just shows how they started, you know, how they started, you know, their life story, how they grew their business, how they had some setbacks, some minor setbacks, and how they overcame those setbacks. So again, it's real inspirational, especially if you are a entrepreneur out there like Clay and myself. We just launched a new production company, 1276 Media Productions. Those of you who follow us on Facebook, you've seen some of our work with the videos that we do and put out. Most of that is Clay, but you know, I have some ideas and stuff too, and we'll be bringing more stuff to the table. But enough of that. And so it's about again, it's about the people overcoming and succeeding in their businesses. So that's a good one to watch as well. And the reality shows that I want to suggest, let me tell you, it's one called 100 People. That one right there, that's good. If you like to see people do different type of experiments, you'll love this. I'm telling you, you will love this. If you watch this, you're going to go on the Facebook page and say, "Kay, you know what? I didn't think I would, but you were right. I liked it." And I'm like, see? It was really good. So they take 100 people, all different races, all different genders and sexual orientations. So they have a mixture of people, 100 people. So they take these same 100 people and present different experiments. For example, one experiment they've done was who takes the longest getting ready, men or women? They actually did a experiment on this, and you will be presently surprised. So that was really good. Again, they did different experiments. They did one experiment, kind of brought tears to my eyes. It was deep. It was really deep. They assimilated like a shootout, but you know how when police go through their trainings and they have like these cardboard people popping out. So they did something like that, and they gave people, you know, guns, starter guns, and it was an unarmed black man. He had a cell phone as one of the cardboards. No, wait a minute. It wasn't a cardboard. It was like real people. I'm sorry. It was real people. So they had them, you know, popping out. You know, you had the white person with a weapon coming out, and you had the black person without a weapon. And the amount of times that black man got shot was, I mean, it wasn't surprising, but for some people who, one of those, you know, 100 people who thought that they were very, like, tolerant and, you know, not discriminatory or racist or anything like that, it made some of them shed a tear. And it was one of the realest and most moving, the most saddest, the most angriest, you know, episode of that series. It was really good. So 100 People was really good. Okay, guys. The Circle, that's been out for about a month or so. That was really good. It's about like catfish, the TV show, meets Big Brother. what was some good entertainment. It was really good. And Love is Blind, I know you probably heard about that one. Oh, my goodness, there's this one chick on there. Just let me just tell you this. You probably seen, it's been all over. They had memes and everything, so it's been on social media already. But she, oh my gosh, she was drinking out of a wine glass, right? And her dog licked out the same glass, and she went back in and drank behind. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, are you freaking kidding me? But that was, it was a good series. Love is Blind. It's just entertainment. I really didn't take it seriously, but it was just good entertainment. And something else that was really good. Now, I love all people. Let me just preface by saying that. I love all people. I grew up in Detroit, but in my earlier years, I grew up in San Diego. So I am used to being around different races. I'm used to being like the only black kid, or it was, okay, let me put it this way. It was only 5 black kids in my entire school, me, my brother, and then 3 other people. So I'm used to being around different races. I'm comfortable being around different races. But with that being said, I love to support us, you know. So when I saw that this comedy skit on Netflix called Astronomy Club, it's a whole black cast and they're hilarious. They're hilarious. A lot of people slept on this show. I put it out, you know, trying to share it on Facebook when it first came out on my personal page. But I really believe a lot of people have slept on this show, and I'm encouraging you to watch it. It was good. It was funny, especially the Ice Cube episode. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. Okay. Now, a couple of movies that I want to recommend. Now, some of these movies on my list, I didn't go in with no type of expectation, meaning, you know, I didn't think that this was, it's going to be an Oscar-worthy performance, plot, storyline, you know, written. It was just really good. I just watched it because, again, I like to watch different things. But I was pleasantly surprised of how well I liked it. And the first one I want to recommend is called My Spy. Now, I'm not sure what channel that was on. It was on my Fire Stick. Yeah. So it's called My Spy, and I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that one of the lead characters is a person of color. The little girl that's in the movie, that's the star, and her mother. I was like, okay, I could do this. And ladies, the lead guy, the CIA agent, the lead guy, he's not bad to look at either. At all. You know, if you like that type of thing. But My Spy, and another one that I saw this last week was Fantasy Island. That's by Blumhouse, the producers, production company, Blumhouse. I like them. They do a lot of scary movies, thriller, suspense. But this one, I didn't really consider it scary, more of a slight thriller. But, and it had a good message. That was the thing. I was like, oh, okay. And it was kind of like their take on the TV show Fantasy Island. And you'll see some of the Easter eggs from there. The Invisible Man was pretty decent. I kind of figured out the plot, like the ending a little bit. But with that being said, it was still good. Another good movie to watch is The Banker. I know that's on Apple TV. The Banker was a true story about these two black men back in the day, how they owned one of the largest banks in L.A., but they had a white guy for their face. Because, you know, it was back when we didn't really have rights. I believe it's during the Jim Crow era. But one movie, though, I do want to say that was really good. I saw it in the movies. It's called Fighting With My Family. It's a true story about this lady wrestler. Trust me, you don't have to watch wrestling or like it to like this movie. This movie focused on so much more. It was more so of overcoming your fears, like stepping out, knowing that you have the ability to do great, overcoming insecurities. It's about your family dynamic, about a brother and sister relationship. It was really good. When I say it was good, it was really good. When I saw it at the show, I really, really, really enjoyed it. And it was one of those movies, after I saw it, I was telling other people, yo, you need to check this out. It's really good. It's called Fighting With My Family. I believe that is on Hulu. I believe it's on Hulu. So those are my picks. Again, it's just, you know, recommendations for you to watch. And, you know, during this time of quarantine. And again, feel free to come on our Facebook page, Kicking It With Kay and Clay on Facebook. And let me know that you've watched it and how you liked it, okay? But again, the Dave Chappelle, Mark Twain documentary, the L.A. Originals documentary, and the Astronomy Club. Those are the ones. If you don't watch anything else, then I recommend those are the ones I really, really want you guys to check out. And Fighting With My Family. And for a throwback, old school movie night, Netflix have School Days. And that's a good one. It's about colorism. You know, School Days. It's about colorism. And as I mentioned before, Clay and I have a media production company, and one of the podcasts that is under our umbrella at the time is another podcast that I'm involved in with my girls, and it's called All the Way There Podcast. You can look us up on Facebook as well. We're doing live podcast shows on Sundays at 4:30, and we're actually going to be talking about colorism. So that's going to be a good topic, because it still exists in our community. And not just African American communities, though, but it exists in other cultures as well. But that's a little plug. So again, thank you so much for stopping by and listening. And check out those movies and check out those reality shows and comedy shows that I recommend it. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. You will not be bored. And you will like it. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you all again and talk with you all again next week. Bye.